another, you know, result on the wrong side of things. Maybe just talk through me, you know, why you maybe thought that happened tonight.
Very depleted roster, obviously. You know, we'll never use that as an excuse. We still expect to win every game that we play. But you can see there towards the end of the third, legs were a little heavy, bench was a little short. But they left everything they had out on the ice. And, you know, we had a chance to win that game. There were some key moments, you know, in the second period and the third period where puck went Vancouver's way instead of ours. But can't fault the effort. I thought the guys, you know, battled as hard as they could and gave everything they had right to the end.
Must be a bit disappointing to come out of this two-game home-and-home without any points. What do you think was the main factor of you guys just not being on the right side of things?
Vancouver played very well. You have to give them credit. They were great offensively. They were great defensively. You know, we made some key errors at key times that they capitalized on. And, you know, that's part of learning process with some young players in the lineup right now, some young forwards and some young D. They'll learn from that and they'll be better from that in the second half.
Not the way you wanted to go into the break, obviously.
No, you never want to lose your last game in the first half, for sure. You want to try to go into the first half on a positive note. But we like the work ethic. You know, the effort was there for sure. Can't fault the work ethic. And as I said, a lot of young players in a lot of very difficult situations. So that's a great growth opportunity for them.
You guys have been outshot, I think, in 10 of your last 12. Is that something that's got to change over the break?
Yeah, you know, the ice tends to tilt in the other team's favor when you're shorthanded, obviously when you take too many penalties, if you turn the puck over in the neutral zone or in your D zone. And we've seen that a little bit in the last few games, so we want to make sure we stay out of the box. We want to make sure we manage the puck well, put it in good spots where we can go get it. And, you know, again, that's something that young players learn with experience.
You want them to just rest up over the break and come back refreshed?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's much needed rest for sure. So the guys will get to see their friends and family. They'll get to recover, let their bodies regenerate. They'll get mental rest as well, which will be really important. And I know they'll come back in the second half ready to go.
What were your thoughts on Outhouse's play tonight?
He was outstanding, as he always is, you know, especially in the first period when Vancouver was really pouring it on. He made some massive saves, just absolute gems. And that allowed us to actually get a lead. And it kept the game close, you know, until partway through the second period when we actually started taking the game over, I thought, in the second. We got on the power play a couple of times. We outshot them. We outchanced them. So Griff was a big part of letting us get our feet under us.
Your team now at the halfway point of the season, 36 games gone, 36 games to go. What are your thoughts on your team's play through this first half of the season, and what are you guys going to do in the second half of the season?
It's a great question. It's been a little inconsistent, of course. It's been up and down at times. We've had some tremendous stretches where we've played fast and with good structure and physicality, and we've had some stretches where, you know, we haven't managed the puck as well as we need to, where our discipline hasn't been as good as it needs to be. But if we can learn those lessons, take those from the first half and apply them in the second, that's what wins in the second half and heading into the spring. Puck management, discipline, fundamentals. So as tough as they are to learn those lessons, you know, those are important lessons to learn from and be good at in the second half.
Thank you, coach.
Thanks very much, guys. Yeah, thank you.